Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation. Glad to have you guys here live. This is one of my favorite things to do. And for everyone on the podcast, on the watching the videos, glad to have you guys here. If you want the live stuff, feel free to just join our Facebook group. Maybe Natalie can put it in, but if you just Google or go to Facebook and search Grow My Cleaning Company group, you'll find us. But love putting out great content for you guys. Today, we are going to talk about one of my favorite subjects, which is how to get your cleaning company run without you. Jeremy Sanders in the house, one of our current elite members. Good to have you, buddy. The issue is, I think the vast majority of owners I talk to desperately want to be free from their cleaning company, but they don't know how. They're afraid if they, you know, stop cleaning or stop showing up at the office every day, the employees are going to turn their company into a parking lot if they turn their back for 2 seconds. Good. Sorry, guys, I'm just getting over a cold. So if I cough in your ear, my apologies in advance. Welcome, Ed, to the conversation. So the problem is most of us – oh, hold on 1 second. I don't know if I was gone there or not. On my thing it was, but you're back, so hopefully we're good. The problem with this whole issue of freedom is most of us got into the owning a cleaning company to have freedom, to not have to work and to have it get paid. But the reality is most of the vast majority of folks I talk to, they're in a week, a month, a year, 5 years, 10 years, and they're still doing everything. Some cleaning, some out of cleaning, but still kind of putting out fires and doing everything. Today, we are going to talk about how to actually have the dream that probably got you into this thing and get out of cleaning. Because once we lose the freedom, and the worst, least favorite deal is when you don't have the freedom or the money, right? It's one thing if you're like, yeah, I'm working my tail off for the last 5 years, but I'm building this huge company, several million dollars, super profitable, and it's worth the sacrifice. Not my favorite. I'd still rather see you be able to build a company that doesn't need you. But the most heartbreaking thing, Dallas Campbell in the house. Good to see your virtual face, buddy. One of our former elite members. He's just a big rock star. The worst part is when you're doing all that work and you're not making money. So today we're going to talk about how to actually get freedom from your business. And the crazy thing about it is, paradoxically, that's a big word. I actually used it right, I think. The more freedom you have, believe it or not, the more valuable your company is. So not only do we give up the freedom, typically it goes when you're working, running, hustling. It actually, believe it or not, cuts your effectiveness and the growth of your company. And that's most of the time, but 100% of the time when you're hustling like that, it absolutely cuts the value of your company. I've sold a couple multi-million dollar companies now, and a lot of the value is what do we earn without doing any work, right? People are lazy, including your buyers. And if you're like, hey, here's this job that I work 60 hours a week and make 80 grand a year, your buyer's probably going to go, I can get a job making 80 grand a year without paying you a nickel, right? So people don't want that. The value for your company, both internally and also to a buyer, goes up when you don't have to be doing the work. So if you're doing the work, oftentimes you have a job, you're not really building equity, but when we can get that freedom and have the business make money, whether you do it or not, that's a whole different kettle of fish. So let's jump in. The first thing we got to get over is this belief that I have to do everything. If I don't do it, it won't get done right. That is just a killer in terms of mindset, and is never going to make you rich, and is certainly never going to make you happy. The reality is, if you do everything, how much can get done, right? If I have to do everything that happens in my business, very little can happen, because if I'm not doing it, it ain't getting done, right? And what happens is we just go, well, I'll work harder until you're working 18 hours a day, and then now the person in charge of your company is a crazy person, you, who's sleep deprived and can't make any good decisions. So that belief that I have to do everything for this thing to work, and if I turn my back, the employees will screw it up, someone else will screw it up, is going to cost you time, money, and ultimately your life, because you can spend 20 years running and never build anything. The reality is, if you're doing everything, how much can get done, right? Just with 10 or 20 employees, the leverage is insane, right? And again, if you're not only can only get done only so much can get done if you have to do everything. You never get a break, right? If you're the only one and you take a break, that means your business is shut down for that period, right? We want a business that's sustainable with or without us. Another thing is this belief of, if I don't micromanage and just keep my thumb on top of the employees and be there, right, they're going to screw it up. The problem with that is, first of all, we can only micromanage so many employees. So that's kind of a better version of I'll do everything myself. So the beginner goes, I have to do everything myself. I have to clean, I have to do this, I have to do that. No one else knows how to do it. I can't hire anyone, they'll screw it up, which will just drive you to distraction in the grave eventually. The second version of that is I'll hire employees, but I got to watch them all, right? And honestly, to do that, we might be able to grow to 5 or 10 employees, but there's a cap on how much you can kind of micromanage and keep your finger in everything. And the problem is, your employees will never develop. So it's kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. When you treat your employees by micromanaging, like, you guys are stupid. If I'm not here to hold your hand and do all the thinking for you, you won't do it right. They lower themselves to that, right? It's easy for them just to go, oh, well, if Mike's gonna make all the hard thinking, why would I do any work? And you kind of train them into this learned helplessness that not only doesn't serve you, it doesn't serve them, right? They can't grow. The beautiful thing is, if you actually give them some responsibility and let them make some mistakes, sure, there's gonna be a cost short term, but long term, you might have a team member that could last for years and start managing for you. And one of my least favorite things is people to get, obviously, since we're a training company, we exist to help you guys grow. We believe in it, not just for you, but for your employees as well. And my least favorite thing is when we talk about training for employees, owners, short-sighted owners will say stuff like, what if I train my employees and they quit? And the alternate to that is, well, what if you don't invest in training your employees and they stay, right? So either you're growing your employees and they're growing your business, or you're micromanaging, holding their hand, and you're choking your business and your employees grow. So it's not only more profitable to let them be genius and do what they want to do, or not do what they want to do, but grow as owners and as managers and as contributors. It's a lot more fun and it's so much more profitable. And I think the problem we get into is when we think that our job is to make everyone else comply, right? As the owner, we sometimes feel like, this is my baby. Nobody gets it. No one's going to take care of it like me. And that may be the case. But the reality is, no one's ever going to kind of act out of what they think is in their own best interest. So if we think our job is just to browbeat people into doing what we want to do, holy crap, is that frustrating and difficult and not very profitable. And that this is from a guy that's done it, right? So don't hear me saying, hey, all you idiots, cut it out. Hear me saying, yep, done there. Done it. It doesn't work. So the reality is, you want to gather an amazing group of human beings that share your core values and help them live their dream. So for everyone kind of in Cleaning Nation, if you're on live, feel free to put in the chat. I feel like we're a pretty close community, right? There's thousands of owners of cleaning companies, kind of our universe. But the reason we're so close is, I think to a degree, a lot of us share the same core values of having fun, right? We don't take ourselves too seriously. Making money, everyone kind of agrees that that's important for work. Being real, I try not to have a bunch of masks on and act professional or a certain way that I'm not. And then helping out, right? I love that this community is really big into helping out. So the cool thing that we get along with is, when I'm coaching folks, I don't have to beat them into submission about how they have to help out or it has to be fun or any of that stuff. That's why they were attracted. And that works the same thing when we hire, right? If I've got people that are all about, and all of our enrollment coaches, our mindset coaches, our operations folks, everybody's into having fun, making money, being real, and helping out. And the cool thing is, because of that, I don't have to try and find someone that's not their goal, that's not their desire, that's not their dream, and kind of make them comply with what I want, which is a very frustrating and unprofitable endeavor. I get to find people that already believe what I believe and then just kind of light a fire under them and put some wind beneath their wings. Yeah, that just got real kind of a Bette Midler, didn't it? So I take that back. Don't put wind beneath their wings. That's I need to get some testosterone in here. But you want to really help them live the life that they want to live. And because your core values are matched up, that's going to help you live the life that you want to live and help you hit your goals with that. So make sure we move from, we got to find idiots and make them do what we want, to, we want to find people that believe at a deep level the things that we believe, and then kind of go on that journey together. And the funny thing is, the more value you bring to their life, the more they're going to grow your company. And the less that we kind of control a lot of them that run out there and use their creativity, the greater they can be. Kind of a corollary is, everybody thinks like, well, if I just had this big, you know, kind of the corollary to, I got to make everyone comply with what I want. The we operations manual. If I just had an operations manual that I gave to every employee, 300 pages with every single thing locked out and they signed off on it, then I got them. They got to do what I said. The reality is, that's a crazy, 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 crazy thing. You think some $12 an hour employee just because they signed some document you know they've never read and you haven't read in the 4 years since you built it, it's just gathering dust, is going to actually use that thing? It's never going to happen. The reality is you need a simple set of rules. Have fun, make money, be real, and help out. That's mine, right? Eight words. Have fun, make money, be real, help out. That's my simple set of rules. That's our values. You're gonna create your own. That's what part of what we help you do in the Clean Profit Method. But you need a simple set of rules that they already love and they already believe in. That will fix almost all of your problems. So the problem with an operations manual, aside from nobody ever reading it, Jason Johnson in the house. Good to have you, buddy. Aside from nobody reading it, is somebody's calling me. Actually, that's Jake, our enrollment coach, is calling me. Jake, I'm on a live, dude. Can't talk to you. Sorry, guys, gals, people on the recording. The reality is, if you get this big fat operations manual, no one's going to read it. They're not going to look at it. But if we have a simple set of rules that they already believe in, they already want to live, that's going to help them make just about every decision they need to make. The problem is, when you have an operations manual, something always happens. What happens if the cat gets out? What happens if this? What happens if that? And you have to keep adding to the operations manual. It just gets bigger and bigger and hairier and hairier, and nothing ever gets solved. So once you've got core values, you can go, well, the cat got out. What's the most fun way to do this? Well, getting the cat back, because having to tell the owner that the cat escaped or cleaning is not fun. And this is a residential example, but it works for commercial. Make money. Well, letting a cat get out isn't going to make any money. Be real. Well, we're going to have to be honest with the person, tell them what happened and how it happened. Have fun, make money, be real. Help out. Like, by golly, this poor person loves their cat. We better go help it. So that kind of how to think about stuff that we're going to get from the core values is going to be much better than what to do in the operations manual. So operation manual, simple operations manual, can help fill in the gaps between the core values. But really, as long as they know what it is they're supposed to be doing and why they believe, they're good to go. Jeremy says, Jake, he's awesome. Oh man, we can't have Jake hear about all this. He's gonna get a big head, even though he's pretty awesome. And here's a mind blow. Welcome, Mimi, by the way. Here's a mind blow. You can even, your operations manual, the way we coach you to do it, is have videos on YouTube, right? So it doesn't have to be this big, long, inaccessible thing that no one's ever gonna look at or read or, God forbid, follow. We need to move from that to actually having something that they're gonna consume, and small videos we found works better. So all this kind of leads to the crazy belief that is really what's standing in the way of, for me to make money, for me to be successful, I've got to be in control. And we need to change that belief to, me being in control is going to limit what I can do and the joy I can have in my life, right? At first, it's a rush, like, I'm in control. Everyone asks me, I'm the hero. But it really is going to limit you. So the problem is, we create this universe and, or this prison really, and then we hate it. So we start with, I don't like working for this boss. He's crazy. I don't like him. So I'm going to start my own gig. Great. You start your own gig and then you kind of do everything yourself because you're the only one there. And then we start making money and you're like, well, I want to get other people to do this work because I don't want to clean, or I don't want to do payroll. I don't want to clean rags, or I don't want to go on customer appointments, whatever it is you want to do. You hire someone for that. But then we kind of have this thing where we want to be in control, and it makes us feel good to help the people that need us. So what happens is, now instead of having one crazy boss that we used to have, we've got 1,000 crazy bosses, because our employees call us for everything, our vendors, our customers, everybody that thinks they need anything call us, and we put on our Superman cape or Superwoman cape, and we feel fantastic about saving and answering the question and saving the day. And it's a hit, right? We get this addiction, this problem-solving addiction, where we feel good. People come to us with problems and we knock them down and we feel great about life. The problem is, then they keep coming to us with problems and they can never figure it out on their own. So the reality is, you have created this prison where everyone comes to you, because so many people push back. And again, there's a lot of mindset stuff, and that's why we have mindset coaches on board to help you guys with the kind of this belief that, well, you don't understand, my customers need me, my employees need me, they have questions. The reality is, we created that, right? There is no such thing. Your employees didn't need you before they got hired, and there's lots of companies out there that are working without their employees or their customers needing them. So we got to get off of this crazy belief that if I'm in control, I'll be more successful, I'll make more money, and understand that dopamine hit we get of solving a problem feels great until we can never stop solving problems, right? And we've gone from, like I said, one crazy boss to every customer and employee that has our cell phone, and they all do, to being our boss, right? So we've got to move away from that mindset. And I think the most important thing is the belief, right? It is, you know, so many people, I don't think they believe this at all, but they act like it. They act like God has put them on this planet to clean, or to work in your company, to do rags, to do payroll, to do administrative work, or to clean. There's nothing wrong with any of those tasks. They're all good tasks, if that's why you feel like you're here and why God put you on this planet. The reality is, if you are an entrepreneur, God probably put something in you that is, I want to be different. I want to contribute. I want to have a different life, right? There's nothing wrong with cleaners. We need them desperately. And maybe that's what God put them on this earth to do. And there's nothing wrong with that, or administrators or whatever. But if you are owning your company, and I talk to you guys day in, day out, hundreds and hundreds of owners of cleaning companies, the reality is you feel like you've got this bigger calling. There's a bigger impact. There's more service. There's more things that you want to do. And like with this, I love, you know, I could be doing lots of things. I'm here talking to you guys because I love nerding out with owners of cleaning companies and serving you guys. I don't mind doing this because I feel like the impact is big and I'm doing what I should be doing and supposed to be doing. I just want that for you guys. So I want to encourage you to really look at what got you into the cleaning business in the first place. If you're like me, go, why did God put me in this position? And what specific skills did he give me? What is he calling me to do? And commit to doing that. And I'll give you the reality, whatever that is, it's almost always right on the other side of your comfort zone. And the reason I'm kind of getting into all this purpose and life and why God put us here thing is, if we're just here to make money and you have to do the thing that's scary or hard, have a conversation with raising prices or firing an employee or doing, you know, the big boy and big girl things that you have to do as a successful business owner. If our only purpose is to make money, a lot of times we'll shy away from that and not do it. But if we understand what we're really put here for and what impact we're supposed to have and how we're uniquely gifted to do that, sometimes we'll step outside of it and even stay outside of our comfort zone at the service of others or to impact the community. So I really want to encourage you, because we've had people that have graduated. I just had a conversation with an alumni that said, man, it's been 10 years and I don't have to clean. And I'm a little weirded out. Like, she didn't know what to do, right? She had kind of gotten lost. I don't think her purpose was ever to clean, but she tolerated that because she didn't know there was another reality. When she got out of cleaning, she's like, holy crap, I can do whatever I want to do. I don't even know what I want to do, which is a fun problem to have, but I don't want you guys to have that. I want you to know what you're really here to do and what you feel like from you. It would be God, why he put me on this earth to create this community and serve you guys. And I want you guys to have that confidence in what you're supposed to be doing and why you're there, so you can make that impact. So it's not just, I want to get out of cleaning or I want to make more money. It's, I want to create, I want the impact and the results and the service to other people's lives that I was put here to do. So the reality is, once you get some of these concepts or all these concepts working for you in your business, you get that freedom, right? And it's, and you can use that. The beautiful thing about that freedom is you can use it to sit on the beach, right? Which I've done. I've taken, you could ask Natalie, we were dating for a year. We just had fun and traveled and fooled around. I hardly ever worked. Or you can use it to grow your business, right? But the problem is, so many of us are stuck in our business. Neither of those are an option. We can't take a vacation, which is not good for us. It's not good for our employees. It's not good for our family. And if we do take a vacation, the business shuts down. And when we're there, we're not working on the business, we're working in it. So the beauty of freedom and being able to leverage other people's talents and skills and create the impact and the result you were put in the world is, you can really, A, do more, B, you can take a vacation, and C, when you're working, you're at least getting results and working on the business and doing what you and only you can do, as opposed to doing stupid stuff like payroll, which anybody can do. So if this is scratching where you're itch, if you are finally to the point in your business where you're like, that is what I need, I've got to have freedom, I won't work in my business, I, you know, certainly without getting the money that you should be getting and the pay you should be getting, I won't do that for one more day, one more minute, one more hour. I've got to make a change. This is when we can help you. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com. I think Natalie can put that in there in the chat if she's on. Growmycleaningcompany.com. That's where we have all of our resources. Hundreds and hundreds of videos and podcasts. We've got the community, the Facebook group of like 8,000 owners. But the best thing I would start with is, especially if you're like, I need to clean now, where do I start? GrowMyCleaningCompany.com. Right at the top, you'll see a video with me and my super rosy cheeks up there. That is our on-demand training, which is really the best kind of first foundational piece that you need to start with if you're really like, today's the day. Even if you've been a member of the community for a long time, but you've decided, you know what, I want that freedom. I will have it. There's no reason I can't have it. And there really isn't. The folks that we help, it's never they're too dumb or they're too poor, or they're too this or too that. It's they don't have the right systems and they don't have the right mindset. So as long as you are committed to having the mindset that's going to make you effective and coachable to get the systems that you need, you can do that. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com. Check out the complimentary on-demand training at the top. That's a great place to start. And then reach out and let me know how we can serve you. Love, love, love this community. Can't wait to talk to you soon. Thanks, Clean Nation. Have a great afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally.
I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now, where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.